Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Saidi, treating medical report patient. First name is Mohammed, M-O-H-A-M-E-D. Last name is Elghor, E-L-G-H-O-R-R. Date of birth is 0315-1958. Period examination date is 0305-2024. Period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of abdominal pain and constipation. Period next line, subject to colon patient stated that he has constipation on and off for several months and it is progressively getting worse. Also, patient's abdominal pain and it is mostly in the mid of the abdomen. And there is, and it is relieved after bowel movement. Patient some time ago had stool with a blood stain. Period. Next line. Review all system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, period. Next line. Objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur, period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing, period. Next line. Abdominal examination reveals minimal tenderness of the left abdominal quadrant and bowel sounds are active. Period extremities are unremarkable. Period. Next patient is Abdul, A-B-D-U-L, last name Rashid, R-A-S-H-E-E-D. Date of birth is 0906-1959. Period examination date is 0313-2024. Period next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today with a chief complaint of high fasting blood glucose, comma, fatigue, comma, constipation, comma, indigestion, and right-sided neck pain. Period. Next line. Subject to colon patients today that for past few weeks, the patient's fasting blood glucose is ranging from 150 to 200 milligram per DL, and he is on metformin 500 milligram one tablet twice a day. Period. Next line. Patient also complain of fatigue for past few days. And patient does have snoring. Here, next line. Patient has a constipation on and off. And he has correction, he has been taking fiber diet without much relief. Sometimes patient have diarrhea. And he complain of indigestion with gas formation. And patient was referred to gastroenterologist last year but could not make an appointment, period. Next line, patient complained of right-sided neck pain and it started yesterday. And there is no fever or chills and no skin changes, period. Next line, review of system, colon, patient denied excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors or skin rashes, period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for diabetes mellitus, and he's on Humulin 70-30, 32 units in the morning and 30 in the evening. And metformin 500 milligram, one tablet twice a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and he's on atorvastatin 80 milligram once a day, along with low fat diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of cardiac stent and he's on aspirin 81 milligram once a day and clopidogrel 75 milligram once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of neuropathy and he's on gabapentin 300 milligram one tablet twice a day as needed. Period. Next line. Social history: patient lives with his wife, and he has no history of smoking, cigarettes, or alcohol use or substance abuse. Patient currently does not work. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Heart examination has novel first and second response without any one word beer next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any easing fear next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels when they're active. There is no supra-pubic tenderness period next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremor period next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance period. Next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals a tenderness of the soft tissue of the neck without any skin changes and range of movement is slightly painful. Period. Next question. Maria, M-A-R-I-A, last name is Carillo, C-A-R-I-L-L-O. Date of birth is 04-10-1963. Period examination date is 03-13-2024. Period next line, chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of menopausal symptoms like sweating and hard feeling. Comma, high fasting blood glucose, comma, left finger deformity and pain, and follow up after laboratory test. Period next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that she had menopause symptoms for past several months, but she has more sweating and palpitations. But there's no chest pain. Next line, patient stated that her fasting blood glucose ranges from 150 to 180 milligram per day, and she had a lab test done recently, and her hemoglobin A1C was 11. And patient is advised on low carb, healthy diet. Also, patient is advised to start cardiac exercises. Here, next line, patient also complains of left finger deformity and pain. Here, next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that the left fifth finger is showing there's no deformity and it is painful upon flexion. Period, next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma, headache, comma, delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremors. Period, next line. Past medical history. It's significant for hypercholesterolemia and she's on atorvastatin 10 milligram once a day period along with the low fat diet period. Next line, patient has a history of diabetes and she's on insulin Lispro to be taken 3 times a day according to the sliding scale. However, patient was taking only once in the bedtime, correction at once in dinner time. Patient is also on Tradjenta 5 mg once a day and metformin 1000 mg one tablet twice a day along with low carb diet period. Next time, patient has a history of hypertension and she is on lisinopril 2.5 mg one tablet a day. Period. Next time, social history. Patient is married, lives with her husband and she has one child. Period. Patient works in a restaurant and she never smokes cigarettes or drank alcohol, no serious drug use. Her exercise is mostly walking. Period. Next line. Obstructive colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels on the right. Period. Next line. Extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next patient.
Iqbal, IQBAL, last name Ahmed, AHMED. Date of birth is 02-06-1937. Period examination date is 03-13-2024. Period next line. Chief complaint call on the patient came today. After discharge from the hospital. Period next line, subjective colon. The patient came in with his wife as he could not drive. And patient had seizures at home a few days ago. After that, paramedics were called and patient was taken to the emergency room. He stayed there for 3 days and started on Keppra, 500 milligram, one tablet twice a day. Wife stated that patient is having daytime sleepiness. Period next line, patient also had chronic kidney disease and requiring dialysis, but now his dialysis one time a week. And he's been seen by a nephrologist on a regular basis. Period next line, patient complain of cough on and off, and it is worse upon exertions. Occasionally patient has wheezing. Period. Patient was seen by a pulmonologist and he has a follow-up appointment. Period next line. Review of system, colon patient denied. Indigenous, comma, headache, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, recent travel, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling or tremor. Period next line. Objective colon. A collection of past medical history. Significant for hypertension and ease on amlodipine, 5 mg one tablet twice a day along with low salt diet. The next line patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and is on atorvastatin 10 mg once a day and aspirin 81 mg once a day. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypothyroidism and needs only levothyroxine 50 microgram once a day. The next time patient has a history of dementia and he is on memantin, M-E-M-A-N-T-I-N-E, 10 mg once a day. Correction, one tablet twice a day. Your next time patient has a history of heartburn and he is on pentoprazole, 20 mg once a day. Period, next line, objective colon. A correction, social history patient lives with his wife and they all live with his son. Patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Period. Patient goes for hemodialysis once a week. Period. Next line, objective colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement or liver enlargement. Your next line, heart examination has a normal first and second ultrasound without any murmur. Your next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel bones are active. Your next line, extremities has no calf tenderness or pilidium or tremors. Your next line, neurological examination is intact. Patient is ambulatory with assist. Your next line. Had a long discussion with the wife regarding patient treatment plan and all her questions are answered with satisfaction. She verbalized for understanding. Period. End of dictation.